A novel way to get kids to drink their milk. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Elementary school children are a bit young to become adoptive parents, but when the adoptee is a one-month-old dairy calf, it makes perfect sense. Brittany Snyder supervises the Pennsylvania-based Dairy Excellence Foundation's Adopt-A-Cow program.
We focus on those first couple months of life, but also share that experience of what her mom is doing on the farm and how her milk is going into maybe their school milk, or maybe it's being sold at Walmart, or maybe it's sold at their local farm store. We tell that whole story in updates and lesson plans. There's many different layers to this program, but really at the core of it, it's bringing the farm to the classroom and giving them something fun and easy and tangible to hold on to learn about where their food comes from. And that's really the core of why Adopt-A-Cow came to exist and continues to be successful year after year.
Dairy farmers participate by providing pictures, videos, and updates on the calf's growth. Again, Brittany Snyder.
They get so attached to this calf and love this calf. And many teachers have shared with us that they'll use this calf as a motivator. Like, hey, don't forget, you know, one calf's name this year is Peony. So Peony is watching you. You know, I need you all to listen up. We can't get to our update on her if we're not getting through this next workshop or next section.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.